因為時間關係呢，我就進入下一個議程先啦。咁就係關於一個presentation， 就係一班市民啦，係喺關於佢哋有個議題，就係話 How much are the Harbour Planning Guideline and Principles Staying Alive？A case study of the CDA one site on King Wah Road。 咁我哋都歡迎在座有一位叫做 Rocky Zhang 嘅鄭先生嚟同我哋做一個 presentation 啦。咁或者我都同各位委員即係講一講，就係其實呢一個嘅題目咧，就係牽涉其中一個個案啦。就是京華道對開一個 CGA One Site 的一個個案，咁或者是通知咁多位委員啦，就係呢一個個案其實喺今年嘅年初啦，係1月23號啦，係有關嘅proponent 發展商同埋佢哋嘅顧問咧，係上嚟依度咧，同大家咧係俾個意見嘅。咁我哋嘅意見，當日嘅意見咧，都係後來遞交俾城規會。咁而我哋當日嘅意見咧，或者係委員有啲乜嘢嘅 comment， 我哋當日嘅 minute 啦，就 table 咗俾大家台面嘅。咁即係希望大家都 aware， 就係話。呢一個個案我哋喺呢一個委員會就討論過嘅，咁就據理解咧，就係話城規會至今咧仲係未去即係審批呢一個個案，咁而有一啲嘅市民亦都向我哋委員會要求，就話可否即係將佢哋嘅意見向即係呢一個委員會表達咧，咁即係既然委員會都聽咗發展商嘅意見，咁我哋覺得即係作為一個公開嘅委員會啦，咁亦都係關注即係任何人關注海港規劃嘅事務呢，咁其實呢一個委員會呢，即係既然係一個咁公開嘅會議呢，亦都係應該歡迎。咁但係必須強調一樣嘢呢，就係話其實頭先我喺另外一個議程都講咗㗎，即係對於委員同埋對於即係公眾人士，呢一個委員會並非一個仲裁機構，我哋不能夠判斷即係正方或者反方邊一隊係得勝，或者係即係呢一個個案係應該即係是否批准。咁即係呢個委員會咧，我希望大家明白咧，係有即係有自己嗰個 limitation 喺度，就話我哋唔批唔到嘢嘅。但係我哋係會聽意見，我哋會將呢啲意見咧，亦都係委員會亦都基於啲意見去表達佢哋嘅意見咧，就係向即係政府遞交。咁即既然呢一個個案咧喺城規會上面係未經審批啦，咁當然一個對於市民嚟講，對於關注嘅居民嚟講咧，佢嘅即一個官方渠道咧，就係佢可以直接向城規會反映啦，即呢個係一個即係喺官方渠道啦。咁而既然呢一個方案未審批咧，咁我都覺得就係話今日我哋委員會聽咗啲意見之後所表達嘅意見咧。咁亦都係可以咧，將呢啲意見咧係即係交俾即係城規會啊。咁即係呢一個，我希望就喺大家未開始講呢一個議程之前咧，我希望係大家理解即係成個事情嗰個背景啊。咁我唔知對於嗰、那個即係所謂嘅遊戲規則有冇疑問啦啊。咁同埋委員，我亦都需要你哋咧，就係話。係啦，即係如果你係對於呢一個個案係有一啲即係interest 係要 declare 嘅咧，係請你 declare interest。咁剛才就係Mr. Kim Chan 咧就係 declare interest 嘅。咁咁主席就要去裁決，即係呢一個 declare interest。咁我哋就要求Kim 喺呢一個議題裏面就唔需要發言，同埋無需表達意見。咁但係佢亦都無需離場㗎，因為呢個公開會議啊。咁就有冇其他委員需要 declare interest？ 咁如果冇嘅話呢，我就將時間呢就交俾即係倡議者啦。咁我睇係有馮樹森先生，係洪生，張 搞川博士
Rocky 咩
啊 ？Rocky 你好，同埋啊一位陳以華女士。
啊，佢啱啱屋企唔記得熄火，要翻咗去熄火。
OK OK， 緊要啲啊。OK， 好啊，咁或者嗱，我將個時間交俾馮生同埋張生啦。咁嗱因為我哋時間有限，亦都後面有好多個議程，咁我希望就係你嗰個 presentation 呢係可以喺即係15分鐘之內，
10分鐘
very good， 咁我哋留返啲時間俾大家討論好嘛，咁時間交俾你哋兩位啦。
OK， 好多謝主席，咁就我好明白遊戲規則同埋HCC 唔係一個仲裁嘅機構，咁我最想就個 title 已經好清楚啦，咁就其實想反映返究竟喺京華道呢個嘅project 裏面是對這個 HEC 那個的 原則和一些指引是沒有配合的。那我們就是京華道非常關注京華道一批的市民，那我們已經是做了很多事了。那這裡主要有兩個目的，今天想是達到一個，就是想是因為我們是一個其中的 stakeholder， 那所以我們要都給委員會知道我們立場是什麼。咁第二咧，都想反映翻啦。咁你花咁多時間係定立咗指引同埋原則，究竟有冇遵守到咧？起碼喺呢個嘅地盤裏面啦。咁我嘅地方唔係好大，不過咧就喺咧就海港嘅核心嘅範圍。咁所以呢個係一個相當應該係大家都關注嘅。咁、那個地點咧就係、是、大家睇到咧就因為即係好唔好意思啊，我要。即、就、係、是、我唔係好知道嗰個實質上面嗰個最好個嘅建築物會點，咁所以我就 copy 咗係隔離嗰個 hotel 個，咁高度應該係差唔多嘅，咁所以咧就變咗咧係大家睇到咧係起咗嚟未起咧嗰個嘅分別係好大嘅，咁所謂嗰個嘅step 嗰個嘅個 view 咧係完全係被遮蓋，咁先未講原則同埋嗰個指引之前咧，我哋有啲實質上面一啲事實想澄清一下先，咁有七點嘅，咁第一點咧就基本上大家睇過嗰個圖咧，咁已經見到咧係鄰近嗰個酒店就係、是、起個酒店咧，同埋呢個京華道嘅地盤咧係建立咗一個嘅牆嘅，啊呢個牆係包住呢個海港呢部分。咁第二點咧就係、是、實質上面佢哋呢個嘅地盤嗰個 domestic PR 咧，其實已經係攞最盡嘅，係白。咁如果比起遊街所可以容許嘅嗰個 domestic PR 呢係高咗呢係三分之一。咁第三點呢就係138米，雖然唔係最高，但係起完之後呢呢、這個嘅地盤呢、這個嘅樓宇呢係將會喺呢個北角區嘅海旁呢係一個最高嘅大廈，係住宅大廈。咁第四點呢就肯定呢呢、這個酒店同埋而家呢一個嘅住宅呢個項目咧，係會咧對我哋當個地區嗰個嘅空氣質素有好大影響。咁、那個問題就唔係有冇影響，係有幾大影響。咁究竟係我哋可唔可以 quantify 到嘅影響咧？咁第五點咧就係、是，亦都係因為噪音嘅緣故咧，所以佢哋喺向海旁嗰啲窗咧係唔開得嘅，又唔開得，又面向西邊咧。咁嗰個嘅裏面住宅嗰個溫度係相高，咁換言之呢可以帶嚟好多嘅空調嘅一啲嘅產生出嚟一啲嘅污染物。咁第六點呢就係、是、雖然呢喺個 view pan 上面呢係話呢係佢哋唔會係阻到呢個 ridge line， 咁但係其實喺你哋一月嗰陣時候已經有委員提出嚟呢，其實係差唔多阻晒。咁呢個 view pan 只係一個 technical 嘅 issue，咁但係唔代表呢發展商係唔應該去留意一個嘅山脊嘅保護。最後一點呢就係、是、呢、這個新嘅建築物住宅嘅項目究竟會帶來幾多喺海港裏面嘅 vibrancy， 咁呢個呢我哋就睇唔到啦。咁一個新嘅住宅地區呢，一個住宅嘅大廈呢係只會係多啲人同埋多啲嘅一啲嘅噪音同埋一啲嘅交通嘅擠塞，但係同埋少咗一啲嘅空間。咁跟住我哋就想講講即係究竟呢個住宅嘅項目呢係同大家呢個共建海港委員會呢 所定立的原則和一些指引呢是有沒有違背到呢？那我們想提四方面。第一方面呢就是我們作為一個其中一個很重要的 stakeholder 啦，從開始的時候都沒有呢是很主動是聯絡我們的。那我想第一點呢你們那個的指引就是呢應該呢是跟所有 stakeholder 呢是一個的接觸的。在這個 project 裡面呢是有大家有相有這個的 engagement。那呢到目前為止我都沒看不到任何有在對方這個發展商裏面對我們有些什麼主動的一些 engagement。 那無論是特別呢是因為這個項目呢是涉及到地點的 density 很高啦，樓的高度也是最高啦，那我所以我們見到呢這個是一定是要是跟外居民有個磋商，那我連一個 model 都沒看過的。那所以其實到上年底呢只是我們即是無意中我們見到有一個物項目啦，那就跟住呢我們有一班居民就是很關注一樣的，就走埋一起呢就其實已經去好多地方啦，規劃署都去過啦，去運輸署的官員我都見過啦，那我們都是跟 Electrical 啲一啲嘅人呢去傾過。那我們的問題始終都是呢我們睇唔到點解呢個發展商係冇去同我哋呢一個嘅社區呢是有一個接觸和一個 dialogue， 這個我們不明白。第二呢就是我們發覺呢這一個的發展這個地方呢我們不是反對去有利潤，而是呢這個似乎呢是完全是一個 profit driven 的一個的用一個地方的目的。那這個發展商已經是開頭已經是一個就是 proposal 一個是住宅，那跟住呢又改了呢是一個商業，那現在又是去回住宅的。咁、那個問題就係點解要一個重要一個住宅嘅一個 building 喺度呢？咁呢個住宅對當地嗰個地區同埋特別喺個依部分嘅海港究竟有咩益處呢？我係睇唔到嘅。同埋其實有好多好好嘅一啲嘅alternatives， 有啲文化啦、leisure 啦、recreation 啦，其實都係呢你哋喺指引上面希望係多元化發展嘅。咁究竟邊個會係喺當中係建呢個豪宅會得到呢個嘅利益呢？咁當然我哋知道啦，即係點解會喺度起呢？因為嗰個 Harbor View。咁邊個會 pay 呢？即係其實係當然唔係買嗰個啦，淨係就係當地嘅居民呢因為呢座嘅豪宅呢而影響我哋嘅生活質素，特別呢係影響到呢因為維港呢部分嘅環境嘅。第三方面呢我們就是覺得這個 urban design 是，雖然我們不是一個專家，但是作為小市民有少少 sense 都知道呢這個 design 是相當不好的，還有我都見到很多這一類的 building 在九龍、在西九甚至在香港都有的。那為什麼這個 urban design 是這麼不好呢？因為它是將用盡了 domestic port ratio 這個最高的8這樣的，在北角這個海皮這個地方它將會成為最高的一個的住宅的一個 building， 還有呢它現在我們所享有的 step height profile 完全是破壞了，還有呢它還要建一個六層高的 podium、okay？ 還有呢很明顯呢這一座和旁邊的酒店呢是會阻止海風和我們那個的見到維港這個的光圍度，那這個會是什麼呢？就會呢咁當然呢一個係有誇張少少啦，但係唔係一定唔可能嘅，就係、是、呢西九會變成呢係有另外一個版本呢就係、是、北角區出現。咁最後一方面呢就委員會都好著重呢個 sustainable development。咁究竟呢一座嘅豪宅呢係會點樣樣帶嚟 sustainable development 呢？我哋睇唔到啦，點樣帶嚟一個維港嘅 vibrancy 啦，怎樣可以改善它的維港這個出口，可以享用這個維港呢？我們更加看不到呢對這個環境那個質素有什麼改進呢，更加看不到呢那個帶來那個的空間那個 visual 的 effect 和那個 landscape 有什麼的改進。那這個是只是昨天拍那張照片是看到其實是隔離那個的酒店呢，其實它就框住自己嗰個範圍嘅，你即係如果係 用咁嘅角度去睇而家呢個京華道呢個嘅物業咧，亦都係佢框住佢自己一個範圍咧，咁點會帶嚟對呢個海港有任何嘅一個嘅好處咧？咁相反地咧，我哋唔覺得係多咗啲人喺我度住咧，就多啲 vibrancy 啊！依個唔係 equivalent 噶嘛，係咪？咁另外咧，就唔係話建咗一條 passageway 就會咧係增加咗去享用呢個維港嗰個嘅可能性啊嘛。相反地咧，唔開窗又唔俾啲風入嚟，又加重咗我哋嗰個嘅交通流量。咁你對於依一帶嘅交通個質素咧？同埋環境質素肯定有好唔好嘅影響。六層嘅 podium， 36層嘅住宅嘅 towers， 呢個 tower 佢用嘅，即係相當好嘅，係 towers 嚟嘅。咁一再去依、這個去到依個地區咧，見到嘅 towers 就睇唔到後邊嗰個海港。咁試問咁樣點樣會咧係增加咗依個 space 依個空間咧？咁所以個問題就係、是、即係大家委員會嘅委員都即係聽咗我哋嘅分析以後咧，咁你自己會覺得？其實你定立呢啲嘅指引咧，有幾多係真係遵行到咧？咁我係唔知道其他地盤啦，我係只知道京華道呢啲地盤啦。咁你自己應該有個 judgement。咁其實最緊要咧都唔係指引，係最緊要係嗰個原則。原則就話咧，嗰、那個海港唔係淨係屬於嗰個土地嘅主人，無論係私人公司或者係政府都好咧，都唔係佢哋嘅，係屬於香港嘅市民。咁如果係咁嘅話，如果喺個發展嘅當個過程裏面咧，唔去 involve 我哋呢啲嘅 stakeholders 咧，咁係會違背咗咧你哋所定立呢啲嘅指引背後嘅精神、那個原則嘅。咁所以咧 ，land owners 政府又好，私人公司都好咧，冇乜權利咧係剝削咗我哋去參與共建呢啲嘅維港範圍以內嘅呢啲咁呢啲物業。咁你哋個指引好好啦，你哋嗰個嘅 logo 就係即係謀求共識啊嘛，個共建委員會共係一個好重要嘅字，係咪一齊啊嘛？咁呢一齊唔係講緊發展商同埋你哋啊嘛，係講緊發展商你哋同埋市民，而你哋嘅職責咧係希望能夠咧俾到指引同埋原則，可以做到謀求共識，獲取成果。咁共咧，我哋係相當認同。多謝。
好啊，多謝兩位嘅寶貴嘅意見。咁我開放俾委員去表達，即係對於即係你哋各位成員嗰個 presentation 嘅意見啊。Yes, Paul.
Well, first of all, I'd like to tell the residents that I kind of regret that you have come over here today, because you make me feel very bad.And completely impotent that we are a completely useless organization who cannot help you. And I regret you have done that because it makes a bad afternoon for me. Are you aware of the plans for Earl Street? Because I believe that in your building, you have not only got AIA on the back, the new hotel on the front, and now this building going on the front as well, but you also will have on the right, you will have the towers of Earl Street.So you're not only going to be cased in, it's somewhat of a very unfortunate situation in that site, Chairman and members. Those residents there are being buried inside a case even before they're dead, which is somewhat of an unfortunate situation. And nobody's doing anything about it other than further casing in those small residential buildings there within these mega towers that are being planned.So are you aware of Earl Street, and what are you going to do about the overall plan? Then if there is a choice for you between height and width, so if you could have a very skinny, tall tower with no podium, and which is narrow, which allows you to look left and right of the building, would you be happier than getting a wide building on a podium in front of you, which cases you in entirely? So that would be my second question.And my third question is, have you received from the government any information on the traffic on the road junction of Hintback Road and Gordon Road, which in my experience, Chairman, is where I pass by all the time, the major entry into North Point. And that road junction is becoming a major obstacle for traffic in the entire area. And I cannot believe that any more developments can be placed into that area without creating a bottleneck which not only stops people from entering North Point, but also from people going up to the Island Eastern Corridor from Causeway Bay. So those are my three questions for the residents.
OK, 謝謝 Paul， 或者一陣間我呢度習慣就係等佢哋問曬之後先一次過答。Yes, any other questions? Comments? Andrew.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, I think, I mean, I share some of Paul's views about being a little bit dismayed that we have a degree of impotence, but I have something to be happy about. A, people are starting to take notice of the harbour planning principles and the guidelines, and that those are, I mean, really taking roots in the community. At the end of the day, we're an advisory committee. We advise government. But the community owns the harbour, as you rightly point out, and I think the community also owns the harbour planning principles and the guidelines. And they only become enforceable if there's a level of interest in enforcing them. At the end of the day, where do you go from here? Clearly, if you have an objection, you've got to air that objection. And I think as far as advice that we can give, I mean, I think the points that you've made in your presentation, quite rightly, were also made in our January comments to the developer. We made exactly the same points, and you're basically mirroring those points. So I don't think there's any disagreement between the members of this committee and your own group that's come together. Question is, what now? And I think Paul's raised some questions for you in terms of, well, if not this, then what? And I think that's a very pertinent and a very relevant question. And I think how you move forward from where you are today to where you would like to get to depends very much on what your consensus is in the community and how legitimate your voice is. I think it's a relevant question to ask the developer what stakeholder engagement they've done with the local community. I think it's similarly a legitimate question for, you know, for us as member of the HEC to say, how representative is your group and how far does that represent the voice of the community, and how far have you canvassed the, you know, the community members? Is that everybody to a man, woman and child in the local area, or is it a small group of interested parties? But I think bringing together a community view is very important, and I think getting a sort of a sense of what that is extremely important. The point you made, I think, in one of the slides said leisure and cultural uses would be more relevant. Of course, to do that at the cost of a developer is an unlikely thing to happen. It's unlikely that a developer will come back with a leisure and cultural use. So, question for the community, what should be done from your point of view, and who should bear the cost of that if an alternative is to be proposed? And who would you like to see responding? Because from our perspective, we sort of have put a set of principles out there which are broad in nature because they have to apply to every type of harbourfront site. And I think one of the very important principles that we've put in there was stakeholder engagement. I guess we're here to listen and then feedback our comments. But I think our comments will be better advised to government if we had a stronger sense of what the community was looking for in your area. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrew. Sujata?
Again, thank you, Chairman. I think what I would ask the representatives here from the community is maybe you should ask about what is the vision for the area. Again, going back to the same question, is what is the vision for North Point, particularly the harborfront, rather than objecting to each single piece of development? And again, I think Andrew's questions about, I know North Point has less open space, and I think Oil Street, there were proposals made for more open space before, which were partially rejected, or maybe the government is looking at how they can provide. But I think looking at the overall vision, maybe working with the local district councils and see how this can be taken forward rather than objecting to every development, but then everybody can be on the same page, the government, the private sector, as well as the local community, and then come up with a a really great plan for North Point that relates to, it becomes a win-win situation for all.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't think these people are objecting to every development. they're only so raising their concern on this particular development. So, yeah.
But I'm saying if they ask, work with the local district council, it might be better.
Okay.
And it just points out the flaws in the planning system,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. They just like us to hear them.
Let me just address some of them because of time. And let me address Paul's one question because you have three. Let me address the second one. The second question is whether we would like to trade at the height or breadth, you know, kind of building. But the assumption there was that there has to be a residential building, but which we don't agree. Okay. That the place so small, so close to the highway. It's virtually impossible to build a very decent, environmental friendly residential building. So in that case, we already said it. It's not just commercial versus residential. There are many other choices, like cultural, leisure. Okay. Now, the second and third question is mainly asking us whether we have a solution, a better solution, instead of just objecting every development. Now, we're not here to ask for solution from this committee, okay? We're not doing that. Our objectives are very clear. We are the stakeholder. We'd like to exercise our right to come here. That's number one. Second, we'd like to, because you guys have come up with these guidelines and principles, aren't you interested in knowing how well they are actually abide? So in this case, we're telling the committee that from our experience, our case, these guidelines are not really observed, okay? This is what we're trying to do. As for like a vision for our area, we do have a vision. We do have a vision of making this as a recreational area, not another commercial, not another residential building, because in our area, there's very few areas are designated for leisure. The government always tells us, hey, let's go to Victoria Park. And Victoria Park has been used for many, many different functions and closed for many, many months throughout the year. So we really would like to see this place, especially the harborfront, as a place for leisure, recreational, open space, active open space, that sort of development. I think this is also in line with what you have put down in the guidelines. So this is what we are wishing for. So this is, in short, we'd like to address the questions that is from the members. Thank you.
唔該曬，睇下委員有冇其他嘅意見或者係回應。Patrick，
對唔住啊 ，Chairman， 我頭先唔記得咗 declare， 我呢個 declare interest 咧，因為我都係東區區議員啊。咁其實呢個 case 我哋喺區議會都討論過。
嗯。
咁咧，我諗聽咁多位傾咧，其實就可以，即係我哋個委員都可以做到嘅係咩咧？就剛才阿 Sujata 提就話可唔可以同一啲 District Council 嗰邊可以緊密啲去合作咧？其實 District Council 亦都係好有限嘅啫，即係總之都係提出佢嘅意見。咁咧就其實係一樣嘢咧，就話可唔可以大家？就我哋共建維港，其實有一個其中一個原則咧，就係去鼓勵咧，即係有關於我哋 Harbourfront 嘅一啲 development 咧，係需要多啲 public engagement。但係呢個其實我哋一路過去咁多年都不斷喺度做呢個工作。咁其實呢樣嘢咧就喺呢一度咧，就係有少少突破嘅，因為以往我哋都係做一啲政府為主嘅工程啊嘛，即係啲填海將來嘅計劃啊點樣，咩中環灣仔啊嗰啲咁嘅地方，咁係咪如果有呢啲係一啲直頭係啲 private development 啊，係咪可以亦都做到呢樣嘅工作咧？咁其實我諗啲居民代表亦都係好關注呢樣嘢，究竟我哋到今時今日呢個社會係嘛，又係咪可以多啲參與落去？即係包括係一啲私人發展係對整個區係有影響嘅一啲發展。 咁咧當然啦，咁呢個咧，咁我亦都即係嗰個 developer 亦都係一個好重要嘅 stakeholder， 咁佢一定都要參與落去咧。就剛才又翻阿 Paul 講啦，咁咧就可以咧，咁個議會亦都會有個 role 咧，就話我哋可以再 review 成個啊嗰個區嘅啲 land use。咁呢個係一個好大嘅突破嚟嘅，即係睇下可唔可以將嗰個 port ratio 轉移啊呢啲咁嘅嘢，就大家去傾，亦都係某一唔會有一方面咧係會有損失嘅。即係其實呢樣嘢，如果你要揀有一方面要損失，你好難傾嘅，係嘛？即係呢樣嘢就睇下可唔可以攞到一個共識，就我哋共建維港委員會咧，可唔可以做一種帶頭？即係我覺得係做到呢樣嘢啊！你話有啲咩好似你話要點樣去？否決啊，或者同意贊成都好難，呢啲情況係嘛？即係呢個就我意見啦，所以主席。
Okay. Thank you. Patrick, any other comment? So, yes.
我同意 Patrick 所講，其實即係今日好 appreciate 咧，就我哋可以即係你哋邀請我哋過嚟咁，因為咧就 traditionally 我諗係多數都係唔係居民嚟啦。咁其實我諗亦都我哋唔期待即係 HEC 嘅 committee 係哇 go all the way 即係做好多嘢嚇。咁其實主要咧，如果你可以係 facilitate 到個 communication， 發展商同埋當地市民同埋其他 stakeholders 咧啊多啲參與，其實已經可以係做到好多嘢㗎啦。同埋咧好緊要就一樣嘅，你要市民知道佢 right 係咩嘢。If they don't know their right， they won't do anything。咁所以你哋係好重要一樣嘢，就係咧要 educate 啲市民咧，係你有咁嘅 right， 就呢個地雖然唔係你嘅，但係個海港係我哋，我係有權參與嘅，我有冇 right 去參與呢樣嘢？即係如果你可以 educate 啲市民咧，等市民上嚟去參與，咁你哋唔需要做好多嘢。
Okay, thank you. Any other comments from members? Yes, Paul.
Chairman, in general, I'd like to note that in the future, if we have developers coming in with proposals here, that we probably should put in a bit more effort to also engage the community as and where we can, so that we have a balanced view at the time we hear a proposal from a party, that we also hear the other party at the same time where possible. Yep. Thank you.
Okay. 好，多謝。咁其實就公眾參與就一路都係即係共建維港委員會一直嘅主張，其實喺而家咁多個即係總嘅規劃嘅公共參與咧，我可以就夠膽講，其實即係嗰個先驅者咧，都係其實由共建維港委員會出嚟嘅嚇。咁所以即係嗰個鼓勵公即係所有持份者嘅參與咧，即係依樣嘢係喺依度嗰個原則上邊咧係無庸置疑，亦都係所以我哋將依一個公眾參與放咗落去。一個海港規劃原則嘅一個相當較前嘅位置嚇，咁我哋其實呢個委員會聽市民對於一個個案嘅意見咧，即係好坦白講，係第一次，即係亦都即係主席個人亦都係同秘書處傾咗好耐，究竟即係我哋應該即係如何去處理，因為我哋未做過。咁咁同埋我哋嘅個案，即係其實呢個如果用從個案嚟講，我哋嘅意見已經係俾咗咁，所以但係即係都考慮翻，即係我哋係即係持一個即係公眾參與嗰個 principle 咧，所以我哋今次係即係前所未有地啦，係去即係開放咗呢個會議去聽即係市民嘅意見，亦都係讓即係我哋嘅委員對於即係市民嘅意見係有一個回應。咁其實正如我開初所講，我哋唔係一個仲裁者，冇辦法去判究竟即係邊一方面嘅意見係講得較好。咁但我翻查翻我哋過去嗰個會議記錄咧，就在這個議題，其實我們上次委員呢都有相當多的意見，即可能不是說一兩句總結，但是在那個我們上次那個議程那裡，其實委員都有一些意見，就是關於即關注那個方案會造成一個 continuous wall parallel to the waterfront 而影響那個 airflow， 亦都是關心那個 ridge line blocked by the proposed development， 要求要更 detail 嘅 air ventilation assessment， 咁就希望嗰個 residential tower 可以 stagger 去 enhance 個 air ventilation 同埋 add visual interest。咁openable window should be used for public corridor to enhance air circulation。Proposed podium setback to allow better ventilation and facilitate public access to waterfront was commendable。咁我相信其實即係部分上次嘅意見，其實同剛才即係proponent 所講嘅一啲關注其實冇乜抵觸。咁我覺得我哋可以重新將呢一啲嘅今日所講嘅嘢，加上我哋上次即係提過嘅一啲關注咧。係再去遞交俾即係城規會，當佢下次再審議呢一個方案嘅時候，佢可以作為即係呢個委員會嘅意見嘅參考。咁我唔知道個委員有冇其他意見，或者係一啲補充。Raymond，
我即係想聽到頭先大家嘅討論咧，我想補充兩點嘅啫，就關於即係個公眾參與咧，其實就即係呢個委員會咧就開放嘅，咁其實咧就即係市民咧就即係其實好多機會咧都見到就話，今日呢個會議咧就有啲咩議程，有啲咩發展個案咧，就即係會嚟呢度討論。咁就我哋都見到咧，其實咧就即係討論之前咧，就即係開會之前咧，好多報章咧都會將一啲個案咧，就即係預先咧就即係喺個報章嗰度咧就係刊登咗。咁就即係亦都即希望咧換取啊，即係呢個即係市民對於一啲個案嘅關注咁樣嘅。咁我諗相信咧就即係其實咧就喺呢方面咧就即係呢個組委員會即係除咗我哋一路都搞一啲公眾參與活動啦，即係就住政府嗰啲即係前瞻性嘅規劃啊，或者係一啲填海工程搞一啲前瞻性嘅項目之外咧，咁對於即係個別嘅發展個案咧，咁其實都係一路開放嘅，咁就亦都會有即係市民咧都即係嚟聽啊睇啊咁都有嘅。咁咧，至於第二點咧，就即係頭先講到就話 ，OK， 我哋聽完今日嗰個意見係點樣咧？咁因為呢一個申請咧，就係暫時係擱置咗嘅。咁咧當然咧，就即係我哋都可以將大家就即係頭先嗰個意見咧，就即係有幾個方法做。當然就即係之前咧就呢個委員會咧有嘅意見就俾咗城規會秘書處。咁我哋咧就聽咗今日另外一方面嘅意見，我哋會唔會就修訂啲意見咧咁，或者係就補充啲意見咧咁？咁我哋一樣咧可以咧就話將啲意見咧就即使係擱置咗咧，我哋都可以交俾城規會個秘書處。咁假如日後咧，即係佢呢個個案係即係重新去審議嗰陣時候咧，咁佢有一個比較完整嘅即係資料，就係由呢一個委員會係即係提供俾佢哋嘅咁樣。
好，多謝阿 Raymond 嗰個補充。Yes, Sujata, any comment?
Is it possible to ask or advise the Town Planning Board that for all future harbourfront projects that proponents should actually demonstrate clearly, like the way it was mentioned earlier, with how each project is actually addressing or following the harbour planning principles as part of the proposal, as a requirement, so that even the town planning board, when they review these projects, it's very clear. So the proponents should justify their projects saying how they are actually adhering to the harbour planning principles. So in this case, if they did it, public engagement would have been one of the things already addressed.
好啊，咁我剔咗你個意見先，剔咗你個提議先。咁但係我諗呢個都要要時間討論，不過喺呢個個案以外嘅嚇。咁關於呢一個個案有冇其他嘅意見？係啊 ，Rocky。
Chairman， 我想就有兩個即係 concluding remarks。一個咧，首先先我好贊成咧，你喺今年一月嗰、那個即係6.4頭先你講個 AGF 咧，可以提翻出嚟講。咁但我想有少少修正就係咧，你話嗰個 minister 就話咧 ，members had foreign comments on the proposal。但 comments 就即係都幾 weak 下㗎嚇，咁不如就改咗做 concerns， the foreign concerns。咁變咗咧就咁proponent 就好中意攞住啊冇啊冇 objection 喎、啊、咁、其實係有嘅。但你個 objection 即係可能 quote and quote 未必咁 strong、但如果改成 concerns 咁你又可以表達到嗰個真正嘅意思嚇。咁、第二咧就係、我想即係完之前咧，就代表咧京華關注京華道呢個市民咧，佢哋都係好關心同埋好踴躍咧。就你睇都即係今日 weekday 都嚟參加。咁我係想代表市民咧係好多謝你，因為今一次特別係你哋係第一次。讓市民可以係參與喺呢個嘅會議當中，我好多謝你哋。
好，咁我都代表委員會係都好嘉許即係呢一班市民啦，因為真係我相信個社會係一路改變，即係市民係對於今日你自己嗰個身處嗰個環境係特別關注，同埋你感受到係即係有你係有權去出聲，咁。亦都好多謝你哋係去即係支持共建維港委員會過去嘅工作，因為我哋嗰個共建維港委員會嗰個原則其實點解要定立出嚟？因為我哋都理解就話將來或者係而家喺海港兩岸有好多好多嘅個案，不論佢係私人發展商，不論佢係政府嘅嚇，不論係一啲志願團體嘅，佢都有可能去做一啲嘢咧，係去影響緊整個海港。咁但係即係如何去判決即係呢一啲嘅發展係好抑或係壞呢？倘若我哋冇一套嘅原則呢，其實係即係公說公有理，婆說婆有理，口同鼻拗。咁所以得返我哋過去幾年嘅第一件事就係話要去將做咗呢一啲嘅 principle 同埋 guideline。但當然啦，呢啲 principle guideline 如果唔係大家即係政府市民同埋公眾共同擁有共同去包容嘅呢，作為大家對於我哋個海港嘅格欄，即係呢啲都係只不過就係喺一本報告入面嘅一段字眼嚟嘅，冇乜意義。咁其實今日我好欣賞就係話，即係居民你真係同我哋一齊共同去擁有呢一啲嘅原則同埋指引，即係除咗你話為自己嘅環境爭取之餘，亦都係即係幫我大家去即係保護緊我哋嗰個海港。咁呢樣嘢我諗我代表成個委員會係即係多謝你哋。
Okay.
好啦，咁我哋又要進入下一個議程啦，咁就多謝你哋，多謝你哋嚇。Yes, Paul. Are you on this agenda or what?
Well, it's point of order about agenda items. We didn't go through the inventory of known projects, so I just want to know: are we picking it up at the end of the AOB? Then
I'll pick that up later.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Paul, for reminding.